Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fort Wainwright soldier was killed and two others injured in a head-on collision on the Parks Highway near Willow. According to a U.S. Army news release, Specialist Cameron Anthony Logwood was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash near mile 163 before 5 p.m. Friday. Logwood was a 21-year-old aircraft fuel handler for the 1st Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. The news release says he was with a group of soldiers traveling to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to take part in an intramural basketball tournament. One of the injured soldiers was treated at the Mat-Su Regional Medical Center in Palmer and released. The other was transported to Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage, where he was listed in stable condition. The news release says Logwood joined the Army in May 2017 and arrived at Fort Wainwright in November 2017. Alaska State Troopers are investigating the accident. Much of the school in the North Slope village of Kaktovik has been destroyed by a fire. The fire started early Thursday evening and spread into the early morning hours of Friday, affecting most of the structure. It's the community's only school and also served as a gathering place and recreation venue, KOTZ's Wesley Early reports.
According to City Clerk Catherine Aishana, officials had a heater going at the school to thaw frozen pipes, and the heater may have ignited the fire. She says firefighters from the village hub Utqiagvik flew into Kaktovik to help with first responders. She wrote that Kaktovik Mayor Amanda Kaleik says the school is a, quote, total loss. Aishana says the middle and high school sections of the school were destroyed in the fire, as well as the new and old gymnasiums, the library, kitchen, swimming pool, and maintenance shop area. It's currently unknown where the roughly 60 students at the school will continue their classes. The next largest public building in town is the City Community Center. Since early Friday morning, local residents have posted videos and photos of the fire across social media. Kaktovik resident Marie Rexford says the whole town is distraught.
Our kids got no more school. How long is it going to take to build our school?
She says the school was a gathering place for the 250-person village and was connected to a recently opened $16 million basketball gymnasium.
Where everybody goes to. What the community is going to do now?
Despite the heavy losses to the school, the elementary wing and teacher housing were saved by firefighters. Kaktovik is the easternmost village in the North Slope borough, about 50 miles north of the Brooks Range. It's the only one within the boundaries of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. With help from Nat Herz in Anchorage, reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
Frigid temperatures are forecast to return this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Victor Proton says high pressure and clearing skies will allow cold air from the west to flow over the state.
And we're going to see temperatures falling down Wednesday morning. We'll have widespread 20 belows here in the Tanana Valley, but you don't have to go too far north into the Yukon River, Fort Yukon, up towards the Brooks Range before you start seeing the 40 belows.
Proton says the cold will be widespread and span most of mainland Alaska and is expected to persist for an extended period.
So we can expect near normal to below normal temperatures for the next at least 14 days.
Proton notes the daylight is rapidly increasing, but adds that February sun does not pack a lot of warmth. A University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher has patented a drug combination that induces an artificial state of hibernation. The new approach prevents some of the negative effects of cold therapies used to treat heart, brain, and spinal injuries. KUAC's Robin reports.
Observing Alaska's amazing hibernating animals was how Dr. Kelly Drew eventually got to this drug combination. It started when another scientist had her hold a hibernating Arctic ground squirrel.
You see this animal in this state of consciousness that we can't even appreciate or comprehend, right? So I was really interested in how the brain is functioning when they're hibernating.
Drew was already an expert in how drugs affect human brains. Studying hibernating animal brains made her think of how hibernation might work for humans. She and her colleagues worked on drugs to induce hibernation in animals, hoping to find something that could work for humans. This new drug combination makes that one step closer.
So it's that very mechanism that we have developed to use in humans. It's called therapeutic hypothermia or targeted temperature management.
Cooling is now widely practiced in hospitals. It reduces inflammation. Right now, it is the standard of care after cardiac arrest. And it gives doctors a little more time for emergency surgeries for heart, brain, and spinal cord injuries. but they are challenged by the patient's natural shivering.
What happens is that they shiver and they fight it.
Shivering is a human defense to cold, but it burns up energy and warms the body back up.
This cold defense response increases metabolism and sort of counters the benefit of being cold. So what this drug does is that it targets that same area that the hibernating animals use to get cold, and it turns off the cold defense response.
So this new drug combination lets patients stay cold without shivering while doctors work to save their lives.
We think a temperature is a vital sign, but in fact, it's really also a physiological effector. It affects a lot of processes in the body that if you can manipulate it, you can manipulate those processes, such as inflammation.
The drug combination is now called BCP-019, but to get it tested for safety and effectiveness, approved by the FDA, and into doctors' hands is not that easy.
It's technology that my lab developed here at UAF. So UAF owns the patent, but UAF doesn't have the infrastructure or the mission to commercialize it.
So Drew founded her own biotech company to partner with the university. She's working with Dr. Bernard Laughlin and lots of student researchers. The little company is called Be Cool Pharmaceutics. Last week, the university licensed Be Cool to develop BCP-019 to delivery to the medical field. If the drug gets marketed, the university will get a percentage of the royalties. For now, the company is looking for investors. It's already received an award from the Small Business Administration to start up. And the discoveries about hibernation at UAF have attracted attention from NASA because there might be implications for space travel. But that's another story. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.